Bizarre and Sammy in the Morning and your morning buzz on this Tuesday. So Jason Aldean kicked off the winter leg of his 2020 We Back Tour to capacity crowds last weekend with three back-to-back sellout shows. The tour opening night in Columbia, South Carolina on Thursday had a little bit of a surprise as Darius Rucker showed up. He's a South Carolina native and showed up for Jason's concert, helped him kick it off. They sang Wagon Wheel and Hootie and the Blowfish hit Let Her Cry. The weekend also included stops in Orlando and Jacksonville. Now the leg of the winter leg of this tour features Morgan Wallen, who we just heard, Riley Green, and DJ Silver. They're actually going to be in Moline February 13th at the Taxpayer Center. Wouldn't be a bad little Valentine's Day date. Going to see Jason Aldean, Morgan Wallen, and Riley Green. John Party's latest single, Heartache Medication, becomes his fourth number one hit at country radio, and it tops both the Billboard and country Aircheck media base airplay charts. The last time John claimed the number one spot was back in 2017 with Heartache on the Dance Floor, so he knows it's tough to climb all the way to the top of the charts, and this is what he says about having a number one hit.
A number one is great. You know, you reach the top of the charts, and it's stamped in history as a number one. It's a big deal, and it's a lot of fun. But for me, when you get a top 10, like, you've already beat odds, especially with my music. Number ones matter, but also at the same time, if it's felt and it makes an impact, that's a big thing, too. And it's been great. Radio's been great, and they've been very great about playing my stuff, and it's been fun to, like, know that that's cool. Cool, because I can keep writing that stuff and the fans are growing on too. It's getting bigger and bigger.
Congratulations to John Party, another number one hit, and he's currently climbing the charts on a song with Thomas Rhett right now, Beer Can't Fix. Luke Bryan's latest hit, What She Wants Tonight, just became his career 29th top 10 single. Luke co-wrote this song, and he said it always sounded perfect for country radio. What She Wants Tonight is follow-up to Luke's 23rd number one hit, Knockin' Boots. Good guess that this one could go to number one as well. Could be his 24th number one. It's also the second release from his upcoming studio album, Born Here, Live Here, Die Here, due out April 24th. And Luke Bryan, his schedule is about to get pretty busy as American Idol returns coming up here in February. That's a look at your morning buzz on this Tuesday morning. It's Waltz 102.